General Motors begins laying off 4,000 salaried workers today and is planning to close 5 North American assembly plants this year in Michigan, Ohio, Maryland, and Ontario, which will affect another 6,000 factory jobs. Just as President Trump is expected to tout American manufacturing and the strong economy in tomorrow night's State of the Union address. Let's bring in Michael Regan, senior editor of Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Robin.
So layoffs and plant closings, which GM announced in November. What is their goal here?
Well, the big goal is to basically save money. They'll end up saving about $6 billion a year through these moves. And what they're doing is, you know, trying to position themselves for the future. As part of this, they're going to stop producing some of the sedans that aren't selling as well, such as the Buick LaCrosse and the Impala and a few others. And they're really just trying to position themselves for the future and the future demand of the auto industry, because it's changing quite dramatically.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, obviously they're tightening belts and we knew that. But, yeah, how much does this reflect that the auto industry is changing? Consumer demand for SUVs and trucks is still up, but everyone's talking about hybrid and electric. Is GM keeping up?
Well, they're certainly trying to. And, you know, it's not just hybrid and electric. Remember, self-driving vehicles mm-hmm. are really the hot thing that everyone's preparing for now. And sort of GM is even trying to position for a ride-hailing app that will allow them to basically compete with the Ubers of the world. So, you know, it's a sort of inflection point the industry is going through right now. And, you know, GM is sort of doing the hard thing, as they will tell you the story anyway, yeah. doing the hard thing to try to prepare for that.
Do you believe that? Or do you believe that, you know, we remember the government bailed out GM in 2009, $50 million in assistance. It's going to release its fourth quarter earnings report on Wednesday. Is it just that they're positioning, or is there something else afoot or wrong here?
Well, I think, they are trying to sort of reimagine this company for the future. CEO Mary Barra has been with the company for a long time. And, you know, she's basically said that she really wants to position it for the decades ahead. Mm-hmm. You know, that said, their sales are relatively flat to declining. Their revenue is lower than it was in 2011 when they came out of bankruptcy. So whenever your revenue stagnates like that, as an executive, you're under pressure to boost that bottom line.
Yeah,
and layoffs is one way to do it.
I'm just wondering if some car companies might have a harder time pivoting. You know, they have a core constituency, if you will, that, you know, still wants the big truck, isn't as interested in electric, and the people who are moving towards those cars, maybe more of them going to other companies.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a very difficult thing to sort of prepare for, especially, you know, gas prices play such an important role when someone's shopping for a car. If gas prices are high, they might be less inclined to go for that SUV and more interested in a hybrid or an electric. Mm-hmm. And gas prices have been pretty tame in recent years. So it is a very difficult thing to sort of predict where that consumer demand is going to be in the future. But I think over the long run, GM is making a bet that electric vehicles, self-driving vehicles, really much more high-tech vehicles will be where the market is.
And see if they can get their buyers to go there. Michael Regan, senior editor of Bloomberg News, thank you.
Thank you.